SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
As the fuel crisis deepens, concern is growing for the Pacific Island nations, many of whom have heavy reliance on oil supplies. Questions are being asked about how Australia could help as they begin to feel the pinch of the fuel crisis. Papua New Guinea's Foreign Minister Justin Tuchenco spoke to SBS Chief Political Correspondent Anna Henderson about PNG supplies, but says he won't rule out receiving support from security partners if needed, including China.
We have 3 to 4 months of reserves at this present time.
On country, that is, like, already in PNG?
Already in PNG, 3 or 4 months. And these are with support from our contracted sales that we have. We also have the benefit of Puma as well, who's one of our major suppliers, giving us the guarantee that they will ensure that we have constant supply to all our situations that might come up. But, you know, at the moment, as you know, everything is unpredictable. We, by hour, by day, and we do not underestimate what the outcome might be into the future. But 3 to 4 months at the moment, but our government is working on other avenues as well of ensuring that we have government concessions to our people and to companies on fuel as we go along. If there is any unexpected situation that might come up or price hikes on the pump that will cause our residents and our people strain in their day-to-day activities and business activities as well. So we're looking at all options as we speak as well. So our government is, through our Prime Minister's directives, making sure that in the worst-case scenario, our fuel continues to fly.
Okay. What's the situation across the Pacific as you understand it? How significant could the shortages be? I mean, Australia is obviously dealing with its own issues at the moment around distribution. So do you think that, well, are there talks with the Australian government at the moment on long-term fuel supply?
Well, Papua New Guinea, we're not speaking to anyone at this particular moment. We have our own supply that we can pull upon. If we do get desperate, we can talk to, we have an agreement with the United States under our DCA, and that DCA comes about protecting the security of our countries in emergency disaster or any emergency situation. And this is where Puma has come in, because under the DCA, the United States are negotiating now with Puma to buy them out to build brand new fuel storage facilities going forward. So we're looking forward to that and ensuring that that is a positive going forward. But unfortunately, you know, the unpredictability of this war, and it changes every hour or every day to what's happening. We just hope there's some common sense prevails and negotiations can be done, and this war can cease sooner rather than later, and which will then assist us greatly. Now, when it comes to the Pacific, you know, a lot of these smaller island countries will be the greatest that will suffer, and they haven't got the resources like Papua New Guinea. And even Australia, I'm sure, under their current situation, will find it very difficult to assist all the Pacific Island countries when they have shortages of their own to supply to their own people. So it's a difficult situation, but we are looking at this very closely every day, ensuring that we're on top of it so that Papua New Guinea can operate freely without fear or favour. And we've got 3 or 4 months in reserve, and we just hope that there's an outcome sooner rather than later.
One of the questions that's being asked about what might happen in the medium to longer term is if there are fuel shortages in the Pacific, whether or not, you know, China might also be an option to seek additional fuel from, because they do have significant reserves. Do you see that as a potential option down the road if Papua New Guinea needed assistance?
That has never been an option at this point of time. And I can't really say if that is going to happen or not. It'll all depend on the availability of our security partners, our traditional security partners, and that if it ever comes to that, and we hope it won't, but we're working with the Australia and the United States and others that are close allies and friends and security partners that will work together to come out with a suitable situation. As I said, under these agreements, the Pukpuk Treaty, under the DCA agreement with the United States and other, is we'll utilise those arrangements for us to go forward in a case of these sort of emergencies.
Minister, just finally, our Prime Minister has spoken about the need to de-escalate, said he wants more certainty from the US about its objectives and a clear timeline going forward. One of our opposition MPs, Andrew Hastie, has called the US and Israeli action as a miscalculation. As Foreign Minister for PNG, what's your view of the way that the US and Israel have handled this conflict? What is your view of whether or not this has been a miscalculation, as one of our opposition MPs says?
Yeah. For the world, we would not want a rogue state to have nuclear capability and to go down that path of uncertainty in the world of having a rogue state as such, a terrorist state, having the capability of blowing up somebody with a nuclear weapon. We are totally against that. We've supported the Rarotonga Accord. We have made sure that we sign up on anti-nuclear weapons as well. So for America to go into Iraq, who apparently had very clear nuclear capability coming forward, and to wipe that out is a blessing for the world. But the question is how long this will take. Now, we hope it will end sooner rather than later. We hope there will be common sense will prevail. And all that we're interested in and is world peace. Peace in the Pacific, peace in the world for the benefit of everyone. And for this war to continue will be a huge issue for everybody. It's already affecting us now, and it's only the fourth or fifth week. We hope to get some conclusion rather than continuation would be a positive outcome. But from the way that it was justified, to have world peace, to have less nuclear weapons in the hands of those that will misuse it or abuse it. There's not an issue. The most important thing is that we get this war over sooner rather than later, and everybody comes to the table to have a peaceful understanding and resolution for the benefit of everyone. Now and into the future.
But do you support the way the US has handled it, or do you have any misgivings?
Look, I can't really comment on how the United States and Israel have conducted themselves. I'm not at the liberty to tell them what to do or what they can't do. I think the most important thing is that we do not have nuclear arsenal or nuclear capability in the wrong hands. And if that is being stopped and that is being cured, then that's the most important thing.
Just in terms of this comment from World Vision, they thought you were at day zero for oil. So is that accurate?
My confirmation is the remaining minister from Petroleum and ICCC have confirmed we have 3 to 4 months reserve left that we have at this point of time. And from there, we will have to look forward to looking at other options going forward.
Thank you so much for your time. I know you've got a lot of meetings on. We appreciate it.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.